Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Microsoft and Yahoo are discussing their planned search collaboration with European regulators to establish whether the deal needs to be subjected to a formal merger probe, Microsoft said Thursday. The commission, meanwhile, refused to comment on the talks, saying it's up to the parties involved to decide whether it needs to be notified. If Microsoft incorrectly concluded that a formal notification wasn't necessary, then it could face fines. One person close to Microsoft said the question under discussion with the European regulators is whether the proposed deal is a merger or simply a collaborative agreement. Sprint Nextel is willing to invest more money in Clearwire, the WiMAX operator it helped create last year, and plans to maintain its 51% ownership in the company, Sprint CEO Dan Hesse said Thursday. Clearwire was formed last year from the wireless broadband company that bore the name and Sprint's own WiMAX business. Despite $14.5 billion in initial funding, including $3.2 billion from Google and several cable operators, Clearwire's current war chest is not expected to cover the cost of its entire planned national network. Its WiMAX network has officially launched in fewer than 20 markets, and the company intends to reach as many as 120 million potential U.S. subscribers in 80 markets by the end of 2010. The analyst who reported that a high percentage of BlackBerry Tor buyers are returning them because of trackball issues is standing by his research, despite strong denials by operators. Nearly 50% of Tor owners with Sprint wireless service have returned them because of a problem that requires users to repeatedly swipe the trackball in order to move the cursor only minimally, David Eller, an analyst at Town Hall Research, wrote in a report. Verizon also has a high number of returns, he said. Many people are complaining about the trackball problems on various online forums, but Sprint says only a small percentage of early production Tors had the trackball issue. A new botnet has caused a sharp spike in click fraud because it's skirting the most sophisticated filters of search engines, web publishers, and ad networks, according to Click Forensics. The company, which provides services to monitor ad campaigns for click fraud and reports on click fraud incidents every quarter, said on Thursday that the botnet's architects have figured out a way to mask it particularly well as legitimate search ad traffic. Click Forensics is calling this the Bahama botnet because initially it was redirecting traffic through 200,000 park domains in the Bahamas, although it's now using sites in Amsterdam, the UK, and Silicon Valley. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.